Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. In the work that I do with people, I see so many people stuck in what I call spin mode. And there are a variety of things that can put us into spin mode. I'm going to share 10 of those things with you today. And they're the most common triggers to put us into spin mode. This is so important because when we're in spin mode, we're spinning, we're not winning, then we can't move forward. We can't grow. We can't achieve our goals. Let's take as many of those out as possible. Those discrepancies, those derailers, the dissonance in our brain, and just those negative cycles of emotions that keep us stuck and not moving forward. So this is all about breaking free from triggers that hold you back and moving forward with clarity and confidence. We've all been there. We've all been stuck. We've been paralyzed, unable to move forward. This is what I call spin mode. It hijacks our most valuable resources, time, focus, energy, and effort. And it leaves us drained, but unproductive. And I don't know about you, but that feeling makes me crazy. When I feel tired and drained and worn out, but I don't feel like I've really been productive, that's not a good place to be. And that's another kind of spin mode. You may not experience all of these that I'm going to share with you, but I'm sure some of them will be very familiar to you. The key is to be honest with yourself about which of these are most likely to derail you. The first step to breaking free is recognizing the triggers and then understanding their impact. I'm going to give you both of those as I go through these 10 different triggers. Number one, information overload. What is the impact on us? When we drown in data, it creates overwhelm and confusion. Decision-making slows to a crawl, our progress halts, or at least slows down, and opportunities slip by us. What's the solution? Apply the rule of three priorities. Focus only on the three most important actions. Use decision deadlines and filters to separate what really matters from all of the rest of the noise. Here's number two, perfectionism. What is the impact on our results? Waiting until everything is flawless delays launches, kills momentum, and it often leads to nothing ever getting off the ground. What is the solution here? Embrace the 80% rule. If it's 80% good, it's good enough. Progress is better than perfection. Celebrate small wins to build momentum and confidence. Perfect is the enemy of good. And we just need good. That's that 80% rule. Number three, conflicting priorities. What is the impact? Spreading yourself too thin creates decision fatigue, mistakes, wasted effort. Urgency replaces strategy. That's not a good place to be. What's the solution? Use the Eisenhower matrix, which is urgent versus important. Ask, if I could only do one thing today, what would move the needle the most? Align your tasks to your core values so that you can move that needle. Number four, lack of boundaries. The impact, without boundaries, time and energy are hijacked by other people's agendas. Productivity suffers, stress rises, and your most important goals. How can we fix that? Practice an assertive yes to less. That's almost like saying no, isn't it? Time block your priorities, create buffer zones, and limit interruptions. Boundaries protect your progress. Number 5, fear of the unknown. This is a big one for many people, and especially if you've ever done a personality assessment, and I use a DISC assessment. If you're a high S or a high C individual, this fear of the unknown, where you don't know what's going to happen, so you get stuck or you don't have enough facts or details, that really creates a roadblock. The impact is these what-if loops, which keep you paralyzed. Instead of taking small steps, you spin in endless scenarios that drain your energy and prevent your growth, and maybe even the growth of your business. What is the solution to that? Use worst case, best case, and most likely analysis to bring real perspective to what you're thinking about. Anchor your decisions in your values instead of in your fears. Take one small action to reduce uncertainty. Number 6, and this is another big one, emotional baggage. What is the impact? Past failures, regrets, or disappointments can resurface as shame, as guilt, and those are huge roadblocks that suck a lot of our energy, a lot of our effort, a lot of our time. They hijack the present. They keep you from taking risks that could lead to success. How do we solve that one? We reframe past experiences as data, not destiny. Journal, talk, coach through it, whatever you need to get through it. Shift the question from what if I fail to what if I learn. I see mistakes as learning opportunities, and that has served me well over the years. Number 7, and we've all heard this one, analysis paralysis. What is the impact? Overthinking and comparing every option leads to stagnation. While you analyze, opportunities pass you by and your confidence starts to fade. How do we solve that? Limit your choices to 3 to 5. Set decision deadlines. Focus on the next right step instead of the perfect step. That doesn't exist. Clarity often comes through action. If we're moving, it's easier to redirect ourselves than it is to get ourselves up and moving. So movement is important. Number 8, misaligned values. The impact of that, when our actions conflict with our core values, guilt and frustration set in. Progress feels empty or it feels forced, and motivation fades quickly. Here's how we can solve that. Clarify your personal values and align your choices with those. Integrity-driven decisions not only move you forward, but they keep you fulfilled along the way. And that's going to generate more motivation and more energy. Here's number 9, negative inner dialogue, or what I call negative self-talk. The impact of that, self-criticism erodes your confidence, keeps you from trying new things, causes you to shrink back from opportunities. What's the solution? Replace "I can't" with "how can I?" Another way to say that is "I'm not good at that" versus "I'm not good at that yet." Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself like a trusted friend. Use affirmations grounded in truth to build belief. And number 10, lack of recovery. Without rest and renewal, efficiency plummets. Mistakes increase, resilience drops, and creativity dries up. The solution to that, build micro breaks into your day, prioritize sleep, movement, gratitude, and practices like prayer or meditation that can recharge you and renew you. Recovery multiplies your productivity. Now, let me share a story with you that will put this into real-world practical use. So we're going to talk about Rebecca. Of course, that's not her name, but I had a chance to work with Rebecca not too long ago, and it's a great story. Rebecca is successful in her corporate career. She has a strong resume, a good salary. She has the respect of her peers, but she also has a dream to start her own business. For years, that dream lingered in the background. Every time she thought about making the leap, she found herself spinning. For Rebecca, a few triggers were especially strong. So here's the first of those: information overload. Every time she spent some hours researching business strategies and opportunities, comparing tools, reading advice, instead of clarity, she ended up overwhelmed and confused. Here's the second trigger for her: fear of the unknown. The thought of leaving a stable job for uncertain entrepreneurship sent her into endless what-if loops. And here's the third trigger for Rebecca: perfectionism. She believed her website, business plan, branding, and everything else had to be flawless before she could launch. So she never launched. The result? Weeks turned into months, months turned into years. Rebecca stayed stuck in spin mode, knowing what she wanted, but unable to move forward. When Rebecca reached out to me, our work focused on reclaiming her time, her focus, her energy, and her effort by addressing the spin triggers head on. Here's how. Cutting through the information overload, we applied the rule of three priorities. Identify the three most important actions that she could take in the next 30 days. This brought clarity, it reduced overwhelm, and it gave her a realistic starting point. The number two trigger was facing the fear of the unknown. Together, we walked through worst case, best case, and most likely scenarios. This exercise helped her to reframe uncertainty, and it anchored her in her values, and it gave her confidence that even in the worst scenario, she'd be learning valuable information. She'd be gaining valuable experience that she could then use to be successful the next time. And the third trigger for her, breaking the grip of perfectionism, which is a big deal. I introduced her to the 80% rule. If it's 80% good, it's good enough to move forward. We can always refine along the way. We celebrated the small wins, which built her confidence and it built her momentum. And Rebecca's story may be just like yours, or at least you can align with some of what she's going through. You are the decision maker when it comes to your forward progress and what you're willing to do. But success is a mindset. That's where it starts. And that's where I was most able to help Rebecca. So let's finish out today with some very practical things we can do. How do we break out of spin mode? Back to Rebecca and her story, it illustrates what so many of us experience. Emotional triggers like fear, anxiety, and feeling overwhelmed can hijack our four most important resources, and it can keep us spinning. But here's the truth. You don't have to stay stuck. The key is learning a simple reset formula. And now I'm going to give you that formula. Number one, recognize the trigger and the emotion. Notice when you're in overwhelm, doubt, or fear. Awareness is the first step. Number two, release by stepping back, taking a breath, and creating space so that you can reset. This interrupts the spin cycle. Number three, refocus your time, your focus, your energy, and your effort on what matters most instead of what feels most urgent. That's a really important distinction. And number four, re-engage by taking the next right step forward. Not 10 steps, not the perfect step, just the next right step forward. When Rebecca applied this formula, she moved from hesitation to clarity, from fear to confidence. Within a few months, she had a clear roadmap, manageable priorities, and the courage to step into her business with confidence. If Rebecca could do it, so can you. The same triggers that tripped her up may be at work in your life right now. The good news is the same reset formula can get you moving again. What's the takeaway here? Spin mode is common to all of us, but it's not permanent. The moment you recognize the triggers, you reset your focus, and you take intentional steps forward, you begin to win. As I often say, recognize, release, refocus, re-engage. You don't have to spin, you can win. If you're ready to break out of spin mode and move toward the future you want, I would invite you to check out our website, eqfit.org, and our offering we make to people that Rebecca took advantage of, which we call EQ Fit Activate. I hope this has helped today. If we can build those kinds of tools into our mindset and our skill set, we can move forward faster and more effectively with less mistakes and with more success. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at eqfit.